is the Tom Likas Show.
Tom Likas, every man's dad. I love you, Tom.
Now, the host of the Internet's number one call-in show.
Fucking amazing.
Tom Likas.
Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. This is where you find us live Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 24/7 at blowmeuptom.com. You can hear our show on demand. Just go to premiumtom.com. That's premiumtom.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again. It's you. It's me. It's this microphone. It's the guys. And we are in Oregon, Willamette Valley. Gary's Rescue and I have been tasting wine, beer, and spirits, and then...
And more.
And then tomorrow we fly to Bend, Oregon, and on Monday we'll be coming from the home of a listener who bid $4,400 at an eBay auction to have us do our show from his home. And thank God he's not like Maine or somewhere like that. Thank God it's Oregon.
Turned out to be a blessing, like an unbelievable blessing. Brought us back to the Pacific Northwest.
First time we've been here in 9 years, as far as I can tell. Yeah. 9 years.
Dude's name is Chuck, and that's what we're going with.
Chuck's home in Powell Butte, Oregon. That's right. Where we're going to be doing the show on Monday.
Off to Bend on Saturday afternoon. Tomorrow afternoon, we're going to be doing awesome spirits. And, of course, there's a bunch of beer to be drunk over there.
Oh, yeah.
But we're at Dobbs Family Estate right now. And I think they have another label. It's Wine by Joe, I think it's called. Wine by Joe. And got to check that out, too. They've been awesomely nice to us.
Yeah, they've been great to us.
We rolled in here, again, just like belligerently throwing our stuff around and setting it up and getting on the air in 2 seconds. And everybody's been totally cool to us here.
They've been great.
Yeah.
And they continue to be great. And you should taste these wines, by the way. It's a Dobbs Family Estate. I have some in the glass right now, and I will, right until we leave this place, that's what I'm drinking.
Yay.
That's it. Done deal.
Yeah.
Dundee. Dundee, Oregon.
Dundee.
Dundeal.
Nah, it's been an awesome stay so far, and we still have another day left, and who knows what kind of trouble we're getting into tonight.
Yeah, and by the way, tonight, plus having an entire weekend now without being at home, we're going to be in a hotel room and have access to essentially unlimited alcohol, and you have no idea what that can mean.
Well, that's not tonight. We're still in the guest house.
We are in the guest house.
Yes.
And we have about 300 bottles of wine that we have not consumed yet.
That's correct. And we plan to consume 300 bottles of wine.
Tonight.
Tonight.
And I'm going to hide the car keys so we don't go out in case we need any more. We're not going to be going out to get any more. That's going to be the limit right there.
No, there's no reason to go anywhere.
No.
That would be good.
Absolutely.
I'm just not going in the basement of that house. I'm telling you that right now.
So
I'm
you not, believe the whole thing about being haunted. I think you're buying that. I think you believe it.
100%.
Yeah?
100%.
Last night didn't seem strange to me. I fell out like a rock last night.
So the deal is that there's like a three-bedroom house. It also has a basement, but there's a three-bedroom house. Two of the... bedrooms are upstairs, and one is on the first floor. You're staying on the first floor. You're downstairs.
Right.
I ventured upstairs last night by myself.
Did you look in that closet in your room?
It's like weird shit.
It's not even a closet.
Yeah, there's like odd spaces. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
It used to be an attic.
Like
the whole space used to be an attic. So what they did was they put a door in.
Yeah.
And when you open the door, you're looking at like what it used to look like. It's the attic.
For a dude like me, I'm 6'4". When I walk into a space with like a low ceiling, I automatically get a weird vibe. Like I think right away there's something kind of odd about this because I feel like I'm in a circus or something. It's
yes.
Just like they everything's out of whack because the ceiling's so low. So I go up there and I'm 6'4". The ceiling's like 6'7" or something. I'm like ducking.
Yeah.
And then. And then I know that this house is supposedly, I mean, if you believe what people say, there's local lore that says that the deal is that it's haunted.
I never believe that stuff.
All right.
They could say it.
tonight, I'll tell you what, tonight around midnight after we have a couple more drinks, we'll pop a couple more down. You know that's happening. I'll take you into the basement.
Okay. I'm in. I want to go to the basement.
All right.
At midnight. By the way, forget about the house.
So not that one.
This is a winery and a vineyard. It's 400 acres, and everyone's gone home for the weekend.
Yeah.
So we'll be the only people on the property.
Correct.
I'm okay with that.
And I'm telling you, the moment you open the door to the basement, there's just sort of like this rush of a vibe that comes up from down there that says, don't even fucking think about it.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm walking right past that.
Don't do it.
I'm doing it. I'm going down there.
It's so weird, especially on the West Coast. There's something so weird about basements, like, because you don't often see them on the West Coast. But, you know, when you do, and it's like this, and it's been around for like 100 years.
Right.
You start to wonder, like, there's something weird about it.
And the house is beautiful, but it was renovated, and you can see.
It's an awesome house, yeah.
It's a fantastic house. But there are those old electric outlets that have only two prongs, not three.
Yeah, we ran into a problem with that.
Oh, but that's how you know it's an old house.
Yeah.
Nobody would put those in now in the 21st century.
It's beautiful. I mean, I took a picture today. We should post it. I took a picture today of the vineyards because it was blazing sunshine out of nowhere at like 1 o'clock this afternoon.
Yes.
After being, you know, totally socked in with a bunch of fog and everything for like a full day. And it's a beautiful property. I mean, it's nuts. It's hundreds of acres.
Yeah.
Planted acre.
I mean,
it's nuts.
And it's fall, and they actually have like a real autumn here.
Right. Leaves are turning.
The leaves in the vineyard are yellow, and you can see them from like miles around.
Right. No, it's an amazing deal. And we hit up some local Mexican today, which was awesome. And
yeah,
I mean, everything's been great.
She was great.
Last night, local...
Oh, we had food, too. Yes, we had Mexican food for lunch. Yeah, that was also good.
Awesome craft beers. Some good burgers and stuff. And some local Mexican. That was all good.
She's the local Mexican. Everybody knows her.
I think Yeesh is on his way here with some sausages and stuff from Portland. So we'll see if that happens before the end of the show.
Right.
DJ Yeesh.
Yeah, if it doesn't happen, we're heading out for Italian tonight.
Oh, well, that's happening for sure.
Yes.
Yeesh actually ended up, after Be Funny Live, trying to hit on broads at that bar that we were at with Zach Waldman.
How'd that work?
I don't know. I never got the answer on that.
I'd like to know.
But those two, imagine that.
Wait a minute, Zach Waldman. There was broads at
Waldman.
The bar?
I mean, Michael J. Fox, stand still.
Yeah, there were amazing. Oh, Yeesh just showed up, by the way. Look at him. He just showed up with his Portland jersey.
Just
on.
As you mentioned. Like, as if on cue.
Just rolled it. What are you bringing Stone IPA for, dude? Where you get stoned down in
San
Cali.
Diego. What are you doing? he's high.
Like a
oh, no, he just used the Stone the six-pack to carry some local beers in. Good for you, dude. Thank you. That's awesome.
Yes. All right.
There were girls at the after party bar because I didn't. I saw one that looked like a man.
How did you and Zach Waldman do? You and Zach Waldman were hitting on broads when we left the den after Be Funny Live. How did that turn out for you, dude? Come over here for a second, real quick.
He's the magician.
Oh yeah, he is a magician.
Did he make all the chicks disappear?
I saw you throwing some game down. You weren't messing around. How'd that work out?
I had a lot of he got a lot of drinks for us,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Remember that his bill was up to like $200, so
yeah.
I was like Tom, I was just like, I'm not saying shit right now because anything that comes out of my mouth right now, it's like DBS, you know, don't say stupid shit.
Right.
So I just let him do all the talking, and he just made him disappear.
And he talks really loudly, like you can hear him. He throws game from across the room, like he's so loud, it's nuts.
Oh yeah.
Right?
No, well, there was this one time he was talking to us, and then me and Tom just look at each other, just like, what the hell is he saying right now?
Yeah, no, he's it's unfiltered. Like, he just doesn't have a governor, dude. He just he lets it rock, like, at full volume from across the room, and he says shit to chicks that's, like, pretty inappropriate, but apparently, I guess it works for him. But you guys did not get laid tonight. No.
We went back to the fucking Laugh Factory. He lost his car.
Lost his car?
Yes.
Apparently, Zach Wildman forgot that he had left his car at the Laugh Factory parking lot. And
do
I think
we
there's
know
like
where
a
that
limit.
Is?
I think there's, yeah, it's like.
He didn't leave it at green
It's like
lights,
up Crescent Heights or something. They have their own.
That old crescent.
Yeah, they have like a little,
triangle
over there
after
that
one
you
o'clock,
park your car in.
After 1 o'clock.
After 1 o'clock, they pull the trigger, but Zach Wildman was hitting on broads.
But the magician was making his magic wand close proximity
but he was
disappear.
I mean, he was buying us. What were you drinking? Knob Creek that night or something?
Knob Creek, yeah. At the very least, yes.
It was unbelievably good. Yeah, and see, and your boy Yeesh was drinking whatever he wanted. It was on Adam's tab.
Really?
No, not Adam's tab.
Adam.
What are you, saying about Adam? What?
Nothing. I was listening to the fart show, like two of them.
I was listening to the fart show from yesterday, like twice, because it's recorded on my other phone.
Yeah.
And it's like, that was the best. I was just like, I got to get here.
The fart show was good, wasn't it?
The fart show was awesome.
Yeah. And it's not, it wasn't exaggeration at all. I mean, Adam,
I stood next to him. And he had a little BO, one. And I couldn't even imagine being farted on the face by that guy. But he was cool. He was just like the dick I expected him to be. Just like everything that he had told me about.
He slayed it down.
Other than that, then he was
awesome. Now, tell me about the BO. I want to hear more about that. How was that?
He was just sweating. He's always sweating. Like, when he probably must have been nervous. So. I don't know if he wears deodorant, but...
Do you guys want me to call him?
I never noticed that.
I'm going to get him on the hotline.
No.
Give me a second.
Just give me a second. Adam was being active.
Now this body
odor
has to be
No, just like I described yesterday. Adam's always active. He's always in court and always on the run. And by the time he gets to us,
Adam,
or he gets to...
You want to come on with us talk about the B.O.? They're talking about B.O.
Sam, a man his size was not that bad. I mean, he's a little...
DJ, you said you have B.O. and just want to say...
Oh, no. Okay. We just wanted to see if it was true.
I think I got hung up on
it. You guys probably know more than me. He's always there on Tuesday and everything, so you know how sweaty he gets.
Oh, my.
I mean, he's on the run. That's what I keep on telling
he's
people.
He's on the runs.
I mean, he's active. He's active Adam Sachs. That's what he is.
Let me tell you.
What? Hold on. Are you playing back Adam from yesterday? Adam has a new saying, don't touch my fart.
Are we in hour three right now?
We're in hour three. Yeah. What did you bring us, by the way?
It's cold right now, but I brought you like two chicken brats or chicken dogs.
Oh, chicken dogs? All right. These are from what, Otto's?
Yeah. These are two beer battered dogs.
Okay, beer. Yeah. Here you go. Here's a beer battered dog from Otto's, Tom. Yeah.
Well, you should like. It's better when you get it like fresh from.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's better when it's fresh, but it's not fresh. You came like from an hour away, and you brought some beers, local beers. What are the local beers, dude?
Wow.
Oh, what's that?
What are the local beers that you brought? What are you? All right, we got Apocalypse IPA.
Mm-hmm.
That looks good. I think that we're down with that. And some beer brats were good.
I was going to bring all Apocalypses, but I heard you guys like Stones, so I probably want Stones.
Yeah, but it's weird to come all the way to Oregon for you to bring a Stone. But I'm down. I understand you were trying to please us, but it's kind of weird.
All right. The dog is not bad.
Tom is loving it.
Well, yeah, that's like a beer brat,
dude.
That's
good shit, man.
Yeah. Yep. That's a real deal. From Otto's in Portland, he drove it like an hour here and got stuck in traffic. And he was calling me and leaving me messages and stuff saying it was being a problem. All right. What else can you tell us about your experience at Be Funny Live? It was good, right?
Oh, hell yeah. I had such a great time just meeting everyone. And I just fucking... Zach Wellman was the best. The black box guy was tight. Yeah. He was a Devin's Devin awesome. Man. He had a lot of things to say. I wasn't really interested, but
dude, Devin Bronson's like a fascinating fucking guy, don't you
guys
think?
Aces,
I was just they were talking about fucking Howard Stern or something. And I was just, I don't know. I was in front of Tom's presidents and they're talking about Howard Stern and it's like, jeez,
what were they doing?
Yeah, I know. I don't give a shit about Howard Stern.
Yeesh is the bastard.
What?
No, nothing.
What? No, go ahead.
No, nothing.
I hope I don't end up on Adobe Stupid segment.
He's saying off mic that he hopes he doesn't end up on Adobe Stupid segment.
I think it's a little late for that.
I think there's a showdown between you and Sax at some point. And you and Devin Bronson now that you brought that up. Now you got two enemies.
No.
Right.
I'm here if you want. Just hit me up. We'll have a talk.
Oh, my God.
Make that happen.
I'm a little different than
I never call in on WAP, but I always call in on Be Funny, and I'm only trying to be funny, so it's nothing against you guys. You guys
are, there we
you
guys go. Are,
Mikey's a big fan, and you get all that material directly from Yeesh.
And he killed it at Be Funny Live, too.
I did impressions of, like, fucking Adam since, like, 2012, and, like I love the guy. You only imitate people that you respect.
There you go.
And then that's what I did, and I'm a big fan
did
of
Did you
segments.
Get any material from yesterday's conversation with
that? Oh, just wait till Wednesday. You're gonna hear some songs. I got some good songs coming up. So,
What does everyone in Oregon think when they see you listening to this show from LA and writing songs for us? People know you do that.
It's all private. It's all in my
car.
No
one knows you do that.
No one knows I'm doing this. Nope. Okay. Nope. Hush, hush.
Just checking. Thought I would check.
I drove over here, fucking Loney's like texting me, you don't let them down. I'm like, what the fuck? I wasn't listening to the show live, so because my phone was running out of batteries. I'm like, what the fuck are they saying about me right now? So.
All right, the guy's name is Lewis, and it's not Waden, and it's not Lonnie or Loney or any other fucking thing.
Moni, Moni.
Dino fucked everything up.
No,
from the very
his
beginning.
Name is Mark Jim, Mark Thompson, Rodney Dangerfield.
Guy's Lewis. Name is Lewis.
Vapor,
and he
man.
Won Be Funny Live.
Steven.
Dude, you did really, really well, though.
I just went over. I knew I was going to go over. Me and Daniel.
Like, not just over. You're the guy that went 5 minutes over. You doubled your time.
I didn't go that over.
Yeah, you went 4 minutes
you
and
totally
30 seconds.
You totally did it. By the way, I know that I fucked up and I didn't play your music, the appropriate music, but you were already over at that point.
Yeah, I should have just cut it at the impression. So.
Then he started
really
blaming
good.
Me He's like an idiot.
That's all. It's my fault. I just love it.
I blame Dino for that.
He tried to blame me.
I did, but it was really your fault, so.
Yeah. Don't you dare blame me, dude.
No, you're always right.
He was
rubbing
down Adam Sachs, too. Remember that?
Yeah.
We started rubbing him.
Yeah, you actually physically touched Adam Sachs in your act.
Did I? Oh, yeah. I just gave him a little, what do you call it?
A rub down.
Yeah, No. It's a therapeutic doc, or what is it? Dr. Robert Armani. Therapy.
say what you want.
Nothing. Just P1 on P1 action. That's all it was.
There we go.
Fruity.
P1 on P1 action.
That's his words.
No, those are your words, dude.
That's his words. That's
no,
his
he
words.
Said that.
Yeah, he said that.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
When Dr. Robert Armani gave him a rub down right in the studio.
This is an awesome dog, by the way. This what's it called? The beer? It's like a beer.
Yeah, dog. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, no, that's good. Yeah, from Otto's in Portland.
I love that.
A legendary place, or what's the deal?
Yeah, oh yeah. Well, you did more research on it. Like you said, if you live there, you just go there like every day, right?
So right, I'd be done.
Yeah, it's really good. The wide selection there. I just got everything from whatever they had like at the grill. So I didn't get like the brats in the that they had in the inside.
Right.
So, but you should definitely visit.
Yeah, I think we could spend a couple of months here.
No, I think so.
And be very happy.
Well, between Seattle and Portland, we used to be in the Pacific Northwest a couple of months every year.
It
we
sucks.
Were.
Yes. But we didn't know Yeesh back then.
No.
Now we got an inside scoop.
That's right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We have more phone calls coming up. Oh, who knows what might happen here this hour. 901-3000-TOM is our telephone number. 901-3000-TOM. Coming up next, A caller is going to weigh in on, I'm quoting now, Adam's B.O.
Okay.
It's coming up as we continue.
Serving the universe from an old laundromat in Burbank. 901 3000 Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Are you a business owner? Is a single problem employee threatening to ruin your entire business with a lawsuit or a labor board complaint? If so, you need an aggressive defense team dedicated to California employers only. You know, labor claims can be a nightmare to resolve, and you've got enough on your plate. Go to defendmybiz.com today. That's defendmybiz.com. This is what they do. Focus only on defending employers. Look, California can be extremely difficult on employers. With their extensive experience, they've developed numerous strategies and successfully handled hundreds of employee issues, large and small. You'll be working directly with their top labor law attorneys. DefendMyBiz.com will fight for your rights and resolve your employee problems so you can go back to focusing on what's important, your business. Go to DefendMyBiz.com and get a free 15-minute private consultation with a labor defense attorney. It's free, and there's no obligation. Just sound advice. What are you waiting for? Protect everything you've worked so hard to achieve. Go to DefendMyBiz.com today. DefendMyBiz.com.
A man. A man and his truck. A man, his truck, and his favorite radio station. And come the ballads and the broads and the bullshit. Now that man is driving around in his truck in a storm, in the mud, looking for his balls. Over here, dummy.
Magician Zach Waldman is sitting here with me right now. Zach, who are some of the people and companies you've performed for?
Oh, man, I've recently performed for Senators Al Franken and Harry Reid. In the past, I've worked for Seth MacFarlane, Vice President Al Gore, Microsoft, Anheuser-Busch, Business Week, and so many others, Tom.
Now, you're available, and as we go into the holiday season, people are hiring you to do events. Talk to us about some of the events you can do.
December is my busiest month, Tom, because so many people are having holiday parties. Companies are wanting to entertain their employees, give them a little reward for all their hard work, and a combination of strolling close-up magic during the cocktail hour and a comedy magic stage show after dinner is pretty standard fare and a great way to make the event memorable, fun, unique.
So with the holidays coming up, remember, December is Zach's biggest month, busiest month, and dates are filling up. Don't miss out. Call this number, 310-922-6244. That's 310-922-6244. Or visit ZachWaldman.com, spelled ZachWaldman.com. ZachWaldman.com. The Tom Likas Show from Dundee, Oregon. That's where we are. Tomorrow, Gary and I fly to Bend, Oregon, and then on Monday, we'll be coming to you from the home of a listener named Chuck in Powell Butte, Oregon. And then back in Burbank on Tuesday. That's our game plan here. And DJ Yeesh just stepped in. He's local here and came up. Brought us some dogs and some beers.
Where'd these come from again?
Otto's Deli.
That's in Portland.
Mm. Yeah, yeah.
Legendary.
Oh, yeah. That's what I hear. Yeah.
That's what he hears.
Yeah, well, I got it from you. I was listening to the news for guys, and I heard you guys mention it, and I got to visit.
We did indeed. So you're saying that the Sax has, like, a body odor issue.
Oh, yeah. Wayden would know more than me. The first time he met him, he shook his hand and was like all sweaty, like a freaking wet towel or something.
Oh, my.
He mentioned in one of his songs. So, yeah, he can definitely if he has the BO that he does.
Our next caller is going to comment on this, Lewis in San Diego.
Hello, this is Wayden. Hey! So I am here to confirm
this BO we're talking about here.
Really? had no idea.
Yeah, oh, I would think that you would know because you see him a lot more than I do. But, you know, I got really nothing personal against Adam. But the first time I met him at the first listener party in Long Beach, he was kind of a dick to me. So I'm like, man, you know what? Fuck this guy. And but I love what he does for the show, and he's going to be one of the reasons that you guys get to the $1 profit because of everything he contributes and everything. But I'd never really cared for him. And then when I found out you guys... Man. Yeah, I know. I'm just being fucking honest here.
The song, Adam, You Are So Gay, okay? That's not a line in the song. That is the fucking song.
the line in the song.
So when... I was off getting prepared for the show, and everything was great, and then you fucking announced the judges, and I'm like, ah, fuck, you got to be kidding me. The Jew's going to be a judge. So I was kind of stressing on it. I even texted Dino. I'm like, dude, I'm going to do this song for the end. You know, what the fuck should I do? You know, now I don't want to offend him or fuck up my chances. Right when you said it was going to be like a point system, I was shitting bricks when it came to Adam.
Me too, yeah.
So I'm like, oh, no, no, no. Yeah, I even messaged Timpson.
And what did I say? I said, play the room. Don't play the individual.
Yeah, he told me, do my thing. I'm like, yeah, you know what, fuck it. I was stressing on it. So then
Adam, you were so gay. You were so gay. Adam, you were so gay. You've been fucked by a Jew lawyer.
I already told you last week what Senate did to me, right? So I was high as shit when I get off stage. So when I got off stage, I'm like, oh man, that's pretty cool, you know. So I must have got a good score, and I was worried about Adam. So he fucking his little sweaty ass comes and bum rushes me. He's all sweat. He looks like a sweaty gerbil. And I don't know if it was me because I was high, but his head was like so fucking freakishly big for his body, and he was right in my face, like right in my fucking grill. And he's like, come with me outside. So I go with him outside once everybody tells us to get out of the club, and he kind of corners me, and he's like, it's because of me that you won. I gave you a 10, and you didn't think I had a good fucking personality. So he's kind of going off on me, but he's like right in my fucking face. Not like angry, but just kind of like he was trying to prove a point that he does, you know, that he's not easily offended.
You've been sucked by a Jew lawyer.
Thank you, Tom.
And somehow the fucking... the air just blew, like, in a perfect way, and he fucking, his body odor, oh, my God, it smelled so fucking bad.
Really?
Really bad. Like, and then to top it off, you have, like, the little fragrance of Twinkies coming off of him. So,
my.
Yeah. So I told him, you know what, man, I appreciate it. You know, I really appreciate, you know, your vote, and I really didn't think you had a good, you know, sense of humor. And I didn't think you would take it well. And he's like, no, well, I'm the reason you won. And don't you fucking forget it, going around telling people that I don't have, you know, that I don't have that I can't understand this, and I wouldn't understand the jokes and blah 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 blah. So now you can go tell everybody that I gave you a good vote, and I have a good sense of humor. I'm like, all right, dude, all right. And then he gave me another little gift, one of those little USB things that you hit in your computer.
I got one too. I got one too.
One of those. So he shook
his
my hand and everything.
His handlers gave him one. His handlers gave him one.
His handler, so. Yeah, the black handler. And then
he must have said it 50 fucking times.
Oh, fuck. But you know what? So I'm like, all right, cool, man. So I kind of... He earned a little bit of respect for me, you know what I mean? So I'm like, well, that's cool. You know, I really didn't think he had a good sense of humor, especially if I, you know, he usually does, and he could joke around and stuff like that when it comes to you guys in the studio. But, you know, he's kind of a dick. Like, I think he thinks that he's like a star or something, because sometimes when some people talk to him, you know, he's kind of a dick to him, kind of rude. I don't know what his fucking deal is. But I always thought that about him, and he kind of changed, you know, it made me change my mind about how I thought about him, but he's still...
Yeah, I tried to get a picture with him, he was all cool about it, but then, like, he's like, oh, okay, I don't, fuck off, where the fuck is MTL5, I gotta find her, where the fuck, and is his handlers helping him out and shit, like, Jesus Christ, out here for the listeners, and then
you
tell
him
fuck off and shit. Yeah,
the handlers following him around with a fucking umbrella and fucking wearing a tuxedo and handing out bean pies and shit. Yeah.
How did I miss all that?
I missed the Twinkie part. I didn't get a Twinkie.
Oh yeah, no. He's like, he goes, give this to your brother in the wheelchair and have me a fucking Twinkie. I'm like, I don't know if this is cool, funny, or fucking disrespectful.
thank you for that. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just Adam is cool. But then I even sent him a message like the following Monday, because I do appreciate it. You know, like I like to keep people laughing. You know, when it comes to the waiting songs, and do my best to stay on topic and be as fresh as and topical as possible. You know what I mean? So I don't want to offend anybody, because I mean, if Adam really thinks that he gets the fucking butt end of the jokes, and I know you said don't say butt. But when I first started doing the songs, Dino was my first target. I was calling him gay and all types of shit all the time. But then once I got to know him, you know, I'm like, well, I'm not gonna fuck with you guys no more, unless it's, you know, in all good fun. But you know, I Dino's the shit, so I'm like, well, you know, I'm gonna start fucking with the people who actually get offended by it. And Adam, you know, he's the easy target. But everybody's gotten it. I used to fucking make songs about Timpson and wanting art back and blah blah blah. You know, it comes with the territory. Everybody gets shot at. Everybody.
Yep.
So he needs to stop being so sensitive.
That was a sit-down comic, and I gave the
No, then my brother calls me this morning. He's like, hey, I'm seeing all this shit on Facebook. What did this puto say about me? Comic. Was he calling me retarded or what?
Come on, that was good. He was perfect fart height, by the way.
What was that?
He was perfect fart height, by the way.
So I told Ricky, no, calm down, dude.
You really got to play that, dude.
They didn't say nothing bad about you, Rick. All they said was you're a sit-down comic, and he was going to fart on you and shoot you down the hallway.
Right.
You had him could blast them backwards. A little blast.
We were just saying that, you know, I mean, considering that your brother's in a wheelchair, that he's a perfect height for Adam to, like, blow him back.
Or he could move him with a fart.
He's mobile.
Come on. By the way, your boy delivered an awesome set. That was fantastic to see him.
Man.
Get up on stage and
blew
do that.
Everyone away.
Yeah, that was unreal.
Let me just tell you this. I told him to go listen to the podcast, and Adam is in his fucking is in his sights right now, so he got something coming for me.
Oh shit! Come on, dude. I mean seriously.
Hey, that's what we do. That's what we do.
I told Adam that, like, right off the bat. You know, I mean, once you're involved in this world, you're just fair game. You have to, once they see you, they're getting under your skin, they're gonna, like, dig and dig. So just, like, let it go.
Yep. Well,
now you guys brought up this body odor thing. Now
that's
it's like a whole other thing.
Better?
What are you doing? Yeah.
That's
you
remember, to make feel better?
You remember the fat jokes, right, Gary? We got the fat for a little bit. You
right. So I went through this whole thing. There was like there were like a solid month of beef honey. It was nothing but fat jokes about me.
Yep.
And then there was gay jokes about Dino. Mm-hmm. And then there was Timpson's a fuck up.
Yep.
I mean, it's just like one thing after another. It's what you do.
It's like
part
a trend.
Of the deal.
It's like a trend. Whatever's hot, they'll go on from Adam, and it'll be something else. But yesterday, he solidified.
Whatever's hot
is be funny for 6 months. People are going to be fucking with him because they sure in the fuck are.
Oh yeah, we're
no
coming
shit.
For you. We're
yeah,
coming
no
for you,
shit.
Sexy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No shit. Fucking Mikey.
Yeesh is now coming for him, dude. This is going to be trouble.
Get him, Yeesh. Get him, Yeesh. All right, well, I just wanted to call in a way, if weighing in on this, if Adam's listening, you're cool. I told him, I was like, yeah, you earned my respect, dude. And he's like, oh, please, give me a fucking break. I'm like, dude, do you know how to take a fucking compliment or not, you know? I'm telling you.
Well, I mean, he did have a point, and that was is that the entire makeup of your song was just that Adam is gay.
And
that was pretty,
hour,
that was pretty much it.
But you've got shoes and some power.
Right?
You have guys in your apartment, and there's cum stains on the carpet.
Holy shit.
You sit with him at the table, watching porno on the cable.
I want all men.
To entertain you are not able to do the job because you are gay, dude.
I'm all for that.
Adam, you're so gay. Adam, you're so gay. You are so gay, Adam.
Right?
Adam, you're so gay. Adam, you're so gay. You are so gay, Adam.
Love it.
Adam, you're so gay. Adam, you're so gay. You are so gay.
Okay.
Adam, you are so gay. Adam, you are so gay. You are so gay. Adam.
Wait.
Adam, you are so gay.
I mean, you kind of get the idea that he might be a little put off by that. I mean,
of course, the original song that was based on did the same thing.
Exactly.
One
it was
line.
Repetitive. Yeah.
It is.
No,
it
I get it.
It was easy. It all made sense, and it flowed with right exactly what happened, and that's all I was doing. But then, but see, he's the point that he's that when I went outside, he had to corner me and fucking get all in my face. And you go tell all your friends and your Be Funny group, and you tell them that I had a good sense of humor. And he's wagging his fucking Jew finger in my face. I'm like, all right, dude, good.
Don't say that. It's just a finger. It's not a Jew finger.
It
supporting
is a Jew
Jewish
finger.
Lawyer.
It is a Jew finger. He was waving the Shylock finger all over me.
By the way, if you ever need a lawyer, he's the guy. He is the guy. He's going to be that scrappy and defend you in the way that, like, you know, you could never imagine. That's the guy you want. It's the guy you want.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, I tell you this, if we get to the $1 profit and we do Be Funny Live and he's a judge, I think I just fucked myself on some
points. Oh, come on, dude. What the
faux show. But it's all in good fun. So Adam, if you're listening, we love you. You fucking you crazy little bastard. But just work on the BO, okay? Because it's getting a little rough. You smell like you just flew in from Saudi Arabia, man. Come on, let's get it together. And
dude, he works hard. He's like, you know,
he does. I'm not taking anything away from him. But he's like, I got, you know. I could take it, and it's all in good fun. I gave Wayden a good score, and then he's like, you know, but everybody's picking on me, and I'm the faggot. So it's like he's like asking for it. He says it doesn't bother him, but obviously it bothers him.
No, it's
song,
it
Adam, you are so gay. Okay, that's not a line in the song. That is the fucking song.
It's true. I mean, he takes it very personally. And, you know, if you just look at the track record, you know, Dino gets busted on. Everybody, I get busted on. Tibbs get busted on. Everybody gets busted on.
It's all in good fun.
It's just part of the deal.
That's supposed to make me feel better?
Fucking Tibbs. All right, man. Well, you guys be safe out there in Portland. DJ Yeesh, all you guys have a good weekend.
Hey, Looney.
See
you later.
It's Looney, all right?
Come on, dude. Yeah, can we just come up with a name for you and just stick to it? It's fucking
right now,
getting
okay.
Old. What?
Let's clarify it.
Please.
I used to do, I still do it, but hip-hop music for a long time, it's always been Looney. Like you said, it is a play on my actual name, Lewis. Dino fucked it all up when I called in one time, and I was like, I want to talk to Tom about this, and that. And he's like, all right. And then Tom said, we got Lonnie in San Diego. And I stood quiet.
Because that's what it said on the screen.
Yeah,
that's what Dean typed in.
That's what Dino fucking called me. So then people have it all fucking confused. They call me Lonnie.
You gotta be kidding me.
But, you know, I love Dino. It's all good. But still, but people are confusing my name. My name's Lewis. I'm from Bell Gardens. I live in San Diego now. And I'm fucking waiting. And I love everybody. That's about it.
It's Lewis.
So, Mikey, go ahead and take me out. Take me out Jewish lawyer style.
And just he's going to try to make it really good now, I can tell.
The sound of B.O. or something like that. Something.
That was a sit-down comic, and I gave him a Twinkie, and I thought he'd be happy. So he could
I answer my own phone, and I can't. Every time they call me, they cannot believe the real Adam Sachs. Is this really you? Oh, my God.
It's something about seeing Yeesh do that live. It's like exceptional.
We're going to take a break before we get in any more trouble than we already have. Our number here is 901-3000, Tom. It's 901-3000-866.
No transmitters, no satellite dishes, no corporate bullshit. 901-3000, Tom. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Listeners are winning huge cash every week at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site, where it's like a new season every time you play. Hurry and get free entry into the Sunday Millions event this weekend, where $1 million in cash prizes is up for grabs. Head over to DraftKings.com right now, enter promo code TOM101, and play for free. DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter Tom101 for free entry now at DraftKings.com. That's DraftKings.com.
On this episode of Swamp Stupid, Gary loses a leg while trying to outrun a gator wearing a pair of gay leather sandals that begin to disintegrate into little pieces. And shit gets crazy. They ain't just stupid. They're Swamp Stupid. Go to GaryandDino.com.
Foco Liz is back with brand new additions to the Foco clothing line at FocoU-FocoMe.com. T-shirts, tops, tanks, and accessories for both guys and chicks, all designed by Liz and made with high-quality material. Grab yourself a classic tee in sizes small to double XL. Or check out the accessories, including wristbands, hats, bags, and more, for you or to give as a gift. It's all Foco, and it's all at the right price. Show your support for an original P1 who has not only supported the show for years, but has fed the content kitty with those gems you'll never forget. Show her some love at FocoU-FocoMe.com today. It's the complete line of everything Foco, but the ceviche, of course, at FocoU-FocoMe.com. Like his show coming to you from Dundee, Oregon. Well, then Monday we'll be in Powell Butte, Oregon, at the home of one of our listeners. He literally won an eBay auction. He paid $4,400 to get us to come up and do the show from his living room. And I don't care what, I'll do it from his bathroom. I'm fine. $4,400. What, you think he might take me up on it?
Yeah, we don't want to be doing it from the bathroom.
We were almost in the bathroom yesterday.
We're going to be in the main living room, but it might be too large and too echoey, so we might be one floor down.
There's no shag carpeting or anything?
Still has a beautiful view of the mountains and everything else.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it.
We'll have a ton of booze with us, and it'll be nuts.
Love it.
It'll be good.
I'm looking forward to it. That's Monday on the Tom Likas Show. Meantime, here we are at 901-3000, Tom. That's our telephone number, 901-3000-866. It's WAP, Wide Open Phones, on the Tom Likas Show. And DJ Yeesh has stopped by our temporary studio here at the winery. Brought hot dogs, beer-battered hot dogs, and some local beers. And that's what we're doing, drink a beer. A little commentary about our friend Adam Sachs. And that's the deal here. Don't forget, by the way, we are down to the last two tickets, as I'm saying this live, for our event at the Cat and Fiddle, and that's it. We're done. We're not going to, like, roll out another 50 tickets. Where'd they come from? No. This is it. The link, of course, is on our Facebook page. It's on our Twitter feed. You can find it. And or you can just go to our regular page over there where you can see buy us a beer and all the other things where you bought your Be Funny Live tickets. You can get tickets. There's two tickets left, and then we're going to take that down. We're done.
I mean, you could argue that King's Head is in the running, but it's West Side when it comes to British pubs. But when it comes to Hollywood, the Cat and Fiddle's the deal.
Right.
And it has been the deal for 32 fucking years.
Yeah.
32. And because of the way that it is changing, all these people are, facing these decisions, and a lot of people have to close down. And it happened with the Palm, and we had Boys Night out there, and now it's happening with Cat and Fiddle. And we just want to, like, have one good last night at our favorite British pub.
That's right.
What? Who could see anything wrong with that?
I don't.
By the way, it's full blown. We're talking a beautiful dinner with Guinness steak pie or fish and chips or whatever you want to do, and a full open bar.
Right.
And no restrictions. well, restrictions in the sense that if you get fucked up, we're going to throw you out.
Right. So don't plan on doing that. Right. If we find you sitting in the corner on the floor, you're out.
No. Anybody crapping or pissing themselves or
puking,
you're done.
Yeah.
You're DUI. By the way, Tempson is now on the docket. He's good to go, as it turns out.
Oh, so he will be there.
Right, Tempson?
Yay. Yeesh. Yeah, I'm there. Yeah. I just got confused on the dates. I thought it was a date in December, and it was November, so it's all good.
Okay. It'll be me, Gary, and Dino at the event. Not Mike.
That's going to be good.
Yeah, I had to
and then
drinks.
I think coming up next week, we'll announce the big holiday party.
Yes.
But seriously, there are two tickets left to this Cat and Fiddle thing. Two tickets.
Right.
It's a boys' night out at the Cat and Fiddle, sponsored by Cat, of all things, the longest known listener to the show.
Yeah, 26 years she's been listening.
We couldn't find a fiddle sponsorship, but we did find a cat sponsorship.
We'll find her a fiddle.
We'll find her a fiddle, and she would probably play it, too.
That's right.
She also does the pussy.
Pussy.
That's right. Pussy.
That's original cat. That's old school cat, right?
Pussy.
There. Yeah. That's the real deal.
She does Scuzz Twiddly, too.
She does an awesome Scuzz
Twiddly. That's like a medley, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does a whole thing there, too. So just two tickets left, and it's coming up November 20th, 7 p.m. at the Cat and Fiddle Hollywood. If you don't make it, you're dumb. I mean, you're just stupid.
Right. Every event we've had, everybody's loved them.
Yeah.
Everything.
It's a old school like English pub grub and an open bar for 3 goddamn hours.
Right.
3 hours at a Hollywood, a legendary Hollywood haunt that is soon to go away. Literally December 15th, less than 1 month later, it will be gone. It'll be done. And if you come, by the way, Tom and I will talk. We'll be reminiscing about how it affected our lives.
Because
it did affect our. I mean, without a doubt, me. I spent many hours in that place. That it changed the way I felt about Los Angeles, and when I was still living in New York, it had a huge impact on me when I came here to L.A. and I went to the Cat and Fiddle, and I was like, this is L.A.
Oh, yeah.
And at the time, that was the deal. And it was legendary, and there were, like, rockers that hung out there, and it came with this whole, story to it.
Yeah, for me, the way I found out about the Cat and Fiddle was, it used to be located in Laurel Canyon, and I used to live in Laurel Canyon, and it had left, like, 3 years before I moved there. And there was a restaurant there called Coyote, a pizza place that was fairly well known.
Right.
But Cat and Fiddle had left for Sunset Boulevard in the 80s, and everyone used to talk about it. And that's why I went.
Yeah. It's amazing what's happening. I mean, basically, people are just getting, booted because they just can't come up with the dough to, deal with there are so many corporations and all these other people that are coming in that have all these, deep pockets, and places like Cat and Fiddle can't do it.
So, by the way, it's not just they can't afford it. It's not like they're failing businesses. Many of them are thriving businesses. But what's happening is they're a one-story building, and the developers want to tear down the Cat and Fiddle and put like a 6-story apartment building up there.
Right. And that multi-use thing, there'll be like condos upstairs and all the other bullshit.
Right.
This is like an old school, like courtyard thing that is perfectly Los Angeles. That will be, it'll be gone. It'll be gone a year from now. You won't, it won't look anything like it does right now.
The other night we spent. Remember, we spent a few hours at another place that is not closing. It's closed 3 times, I think, and it's open again. Tom Bergen's.
Right.
And there's a place that, if you like Tom Bergen's. This would be the day to head over there and have a beer, because when we were in there, you could fire a cannon through that place and not hit anyone.
It's likely not going to be around for long. That's not true. After what we saw the other night.
No. I mean, the Cat Fiddle does a lot better than Tom Burke.
Absolutely.
But
yeah,
they're going to put an apartment building up there, right. So they're scurrying.
You can get John Taffer over to the fucking Tom Bergen's
building. They need to get somebody over there. Tell you what.
Let's get that thing going. That what are we doing?
Ted is a fucking doornail. Not only that, you go in there at 11 o'clock. I used to go in there at 11 o'clock, Tom Bergen's. Literally, I'd be at Staples Center to see the Kings, head down Pico towards Fairfax, swing onto Fairfax, and I'd swing into Tom Bergen's at 11 o'clock at night and having a patty melt and a beer.
Sure, and it was jammed.
Now they tell you, oh, the bar, we have the bar, but the kitchen's not open up. Kitchen's not open after 10 o'clock. That's it. We're done. What are you doing? Fix that shit.
Yeah. I think it's one of those deals. It just it shat the bed, and then everybody just counted it out. You know, that's the kind of town it is. If right. If you're down for that long, they just don't even give you the benefit of the doubt.
That's right.
And I think that's what happened with them. But I think if you took it over,
we
might have a different situation.
But we do it right, because you and I are big patrons of bars. We know what we want. We know what bar patrons want, and they'd get what they want. Plus, we'd put a studio in there, and then we'd have entertainment.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know this, but Tom's got this idea about doing the show from a bar every day. I mean, not every day for the public, but sort of being backstage at a bar, kind of incorporating the show and a bar business at the same time. And then every week or so, or every couple of weeks, you just you pull back the curtain, and then all of a sudden there's a radio show going on in your bar. Done. Yeesh, you down with that or what?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that the gadget right there?
That's the gadget right gadget there. Right that's here. You're looking at the gadget. That's awesome. That's it.
That's awesome. That looks nice.
Yeah. Gadget that gets our voice back to Burbank.
He signs off on it. But that's all it is. It's a tiny little fucking thing. We can make that work. So if anybody's got a bar for sale in the Los Angeles area, we're definitely looking around. We've been poking around. We've been finding out what's available.
Right.
And by the way, if you work at certain places, send us an email. We'll let you know if your place is for
sale. Should we put that up there, Gary?
No. I don't know. But so what happens is that, you're probably working at a bar right now in the Los Angeles area. Your boss has put your place up on the market, and you don't know. And they're very specific about saying
that. They say, please don't tell anybody, because the customers don't, the employees don't know.
So
yeah, this one place, it's pretty obvious what place it is.
Yeah, it's right. It's in the Warner Brothers area of Burbank over there.
Yeah. I see it right here. Oh, what? I need a membership
they're probably going to... Yeah, because I got that from a real estate site, I think, the link that I sent you.
Yes.
But in any case, yes, it's pretty obvious.
Anyone who's in Burbank can guess what restaurant that is that's for sale. But please don't tell the employees. They're unaware of it. I like how they used Photoshop to just, white out the sign.
They whited out the sign.
So you can't tell what place it is.
Everything about the building is completely recognizable.
We've eaten there 100 times.
Yeah, it's good. It's not the smokehouse, by the way, so don't worry about it.
It's in the area.
If you work at the smokehouse.
It's in the area of the smokehouse.
If you're like a block or two away,
you might want to check this out.
Yeah.
We should post that.
You think we should post? I don't know.
Not?
We should post it.
We're doing a big... What are they going to do, spit on our pizza? They're going to be happy that we gave them the up?
They want $3 million for the joint, by the way. $3 million.
I don't know.
You got that kind of money to throw? I don't know.
I wouldn't give them $3 million. They're letting you know that it would be a good property to knock down and build something bigger. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, it's a dumb building, by the way, if that's not a hint enough. It's just stupid. When you walk in, it's just like, it doesn't make any sense.
No. But it will when someone knocks it down and builds something new there.
Yeah.
Fires all the employees.
Yeah, it's a nice little piece of property. I mean, I think that's the deal.
It is.
Yeah. Directly across from where all the lesbians line up to see Ellen every day.
That's right.
Directly across from that.
Yes. Please, it says here, please do not disturb employees. They are not aware of sale. What kind of a dick not only selling his business, not only not telling the employees, but advertises it, but asks people to please not tell the employees.
And you go through the effort of photoshopping out the sign.
Right.
Yeah.
Like you can't tell what place that is.
No. You know it from the very first moment you see it. You know exactly what it is. Everybody knows what it is.
That's right.
It's even more than three, right? It's like 3.5 million?
No.
That's what?
No. It's 1.85 million.
Oh, it's 1.85?
Yes.
Oh, then we're in the game.
We're in the game.
Let's knock them down.
That's right.
Wow, no shit.
Yeah.
In Burbank.
In Burbank.
Hmm.
A 2,518 square foot building. Please do not tell the employees, though. They're not aware that they're going to suddenly lose their jobs without notice. No. Please don't tell them.
We got some good pizza from there. And by the way, they carry some awesome Firestone on
tap. They do. Where else can you get Firestone Double Jack?
Right.
By the glass.
Good to go. But the employees should know. The employees should know that.
No, don't tell the employees.
It's on its way
out. It would be wrong.
Yeah. But I like this idea that we could, basically our business would be running a bar, and then our sideshow would be,
every now and then,
a little radio presentation.
And you can watch the show.
Yeah.
And when we're not
doing it.
Right.
Like it a lot.
Then when we're not doing it, we just close the curtain and do it behind the curtain.
Sure. If it doesn't work out, we bring Taffer in and ask him his opinion.
Right. Exactly. Maybe we could tap her in advance as a consultant.
Right.
Maybe give him a piece of the business.
Probably a better idea that we start with Taffer and then work our way out.
Exactly.
See if he even thinks this is a good idea. But I don't see anything wrong with it because we already have a built-in audience. We already know that people would come to a bar. If you owned a bar, if Tom Likas owned a bar, people would come. So they'd be there anyway.
That's right.
And then on top of that, we get to throw in a little, entertainment.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it works.
Yeah. Adam Sachs will be part of it.
Just as long.
Yes.
Just as long as not that, like that pizza from Domino's. That's shit pizza, man. That's the
worst. Well, we have to still, will we have to be kosher?
No, it's not good. It's not
we had Adam?
Kosher.
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Really?
Yeah. No, I'm not saying that Adam's got like that kind of involvement, but you know,
he's
one of the guys.
Exactly. We just had to have that fart-free menu. Low methane. That's what we would have to do. We can handle it.
Yeah, I like this idea a lot. All right, so anybody out there that has some hookups, especially for that Tom Bergens. Everybody knows it's going down.
That's right.
Because these guys, I totally appreciate what they tried to do to revive it and bring it back and sort of kind of make it what it was back in its heyday, but I'm going to say it. They failed. It is failed.
Right.
And it's destined to just go down.
There's no doubt it's going down. And you and I are major bar patrons.
Yes.
I think at the very least, you walk into a place, you can tell if it has any potential whatsoever. Now, that's a matter of opinion, but our opinion is this place is going down. How long will they fund this? Is
correct.
My question.
Yeah. It was bought by the way, if you don't know the story, it was bought by patrons, the people, big fans of the place back in the heyday. That happened to get, some funding, and they thought they would kind of basically bring it back to what it was when it was shining. But they
used to have a kitchen open after 10 o'clock.
They completely failed.
Did they forget that?
They completely failed.
Yeah. In our opinion.
Yeah.
They'll be the judge of that. We'll see how long it lasts.
Yeah. Let's make Tom Bergens Tom Likas. Let's make that happen.
Exactly
what
right.
What do we got to do to make that go down?
That's right.
It's a beautiful deal.
Do you know one of the original partners in Tom Bergens was? Bing Crosby.
That's right. I forgot you said that.
Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
So before he came home to beat his son.
Oh, dude. Come on.
He'd be boozing over there, and then he'd head home to beat the shit out of his kid.
And we want to replicate
that. I want that. It's part of history. The history of the place. Don't beat his kid, then sing White Christmas. Fabulous.
Dude, come on.
All right, I think we're going to wrap this hour up now. Just because I'm heading in a direction where there's going to be no coming back. At some point, I'm going to say something I won't be able to take back. There'll be no possibility of rolling back time, and that would be bad. All right. Anyway, you know the deal. WAP, Wide Open Phones, we do it every Friday live at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
Tom Likas, the Internet's most listened to call-in show. 901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
Boys, I've been encouraging you for years, using the services of a professional to help you navigate some of the more difficult times in life can be invaluable. It has been for me, and it's great to hear that so many of you have been taking back control with the help of our friend Paul Beatty at Sydney Counselors. Paul has years of experience helping guys who suffer from severe crisis, suicidal tendencies, and more. He studied a range of approaches and could tailor sessions based on what works for you. Now, this is one-on-one counseling designed to address issues head-on and help you get back on track. Paul's focus is to help men find their own way through many common issues, alcohol and other addictions, depression, self-esteem, coping with crisis, and managing anxiety and stress, even getting over relationships. Now, if you're in Sydney, you can meet for face-to-face counseling at Paul's office in North Sydney. Or, if you're anywhere else in the world, you can meet with Paul via Skype or phone from the comfort of your own home. Visit Sydney Counselors at supportforguys.com. Go there now, supportforguys.com, and take back control today.
There's the easy way of doing things, and there's the new normal way of doing things. The easy way to play rock from the last two generations is safe, nice, non-offensive. Sold 5 million or more copies. Tested well in focus groups with alligator clamps on their nipples. The new normal way is great big radio. Reckless, crazy, taking chances, playing songs people forgot about. And if those songs have a filthy word or two, we leave it in there. And great big radio does live shows late at night.
What?
I'm Howard Hoffman, live on Great Big Radio, Monday through Thursday nights at 11 p.m. Eastern, 8 Pacific. So if you're going to relive your slept-through-class, drug-addled, all-night love-making sessions with your headphones in college, you might as well throw on Great Big Radio. Oldies gone wrong. Totally, horribly wrong.
Great Big Radio.
24/7 on GreatBigRadio.com. Tune in, iTunes, or the Great Big Radio app for iPhone and Android.
All right, boys, let's talk insurance. Coslow Insurance. C-O-S-T-L-O. Now, you've probably heard Jeremy Rubin on our show. Jeremy's family has owned and operated Coslow since 1965, and they're all about getting you the right protection at the right price. Now, you know I got my Tesla Model S insured with Coslow. Well, you know I was so happy with their service. Now I've added two more of my cars and my home in the Hollywood Hills, and it's not just me. Plenty of listeners have called to tell us how thrilled they are that they've made the switch. Look, there's a reason Coslow has been in business for almost 50 years. Give them a call for a free, no-obligation quote. The number, 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com and see how much you can save. Property, auto, commercial, health, or life insurance. It's 818-707-7711. Or visit CoslowInsurance.com today. Coslow. COS. T-L-O.
This is the new normal.